prayer, to commune with God. Prayer does not move God. God is already moved. He came to earth as a human. His name is Jesus. He has forgiven all sin for all time. He has healed us of all of our diseases. He has provided all things for life and godliness. He has given us His Spirit. He has made us sons of God. He has enabled us to do all things through His Spirit. So why pray? To talk to our Heavenly Father and enhance our relationship with Him. To thank and praise Him. To speak His words over the issues of life, allowing Him to release His grace into those issues, to listen to His Spirit for guidance, to prepare to be an overcomer by receiving spiritual understanding, to release His grace in your life. So come boldly before His throne of grace in faith, in that which He has already provided in Christ Jesus. Prayer is to fellowship with God. Praise, thanksgiving, and meditation should be the major part of prayer. Prayer is to prepare. Prayer is to receive. Prayer is not a substitute for action. Your knees are a starting point to prepare you for the battle. Once you are prepared, you should storm the gates of hell. Jesus said they will not be able to withstand our assault. We storm the gates of hell with our testimony of Jesus Christ. Matthew 16:18, "And I say unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Once we have prayed, we should speak and act. Prayer alone will not change someone else. It takes the truth. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and it will make you free." Our lives are changed by relationship with Jesus. We cannot pray a relationship with Jesus on someone else. We must witness to them of His love and grace. As James said, add works to your faith. James 2:17. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone.